political trials organized by him. His victims glorified his name as they died. Even in the camps, his portrait looked down on millions of people who, corralled behind barbed wire at his behest, turned rivers back in their course, raised cities beyond the Arctic Circle, and perished in the hundreds of thousands. Statues of this man in granite and bronze towered over the immense country. To think how much he meant to us. Yuri Borisov, an important industrial manager in Stalin's time, used to tell this story in the 60s. Comrade Stalin sent for me. I had been in conversation with him before. I went there with a mist before my eyes. I rapped out the answer to his question, looking him straight in the eye and trying not to blink. We all knew that saying of his, "If a man's eyes wander, his conscience isn't clear." He listened to my answer, then held out his hand and said, "Thank you, comrade." When I felt his handshake, it was like being struck by lightning. I hid my hand inside my coat cuff, got into my car, and rushed home. Without stopping to answer my worried wife's questions, I went to the cot where my small son was sleeping, stretched out my hand and rubbed his head with it, so that he too would feel the